Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Rick Bloom over Walnut Way. Good morning to you, Rick.
Good morning.
Rick, you have an event coming up Friday, May 25th. Tell us what's going to happen.
Well, I appreciate y'all putting us out there. We have an open house every year with our museum in Walnut. And the open house is designed to generate interest in the museum. And this year's theme is Armed Forces Day, since it's kind of close on the calendar.
Yes, it is. That's this Saturday, so you're kind of pushing it. But that's okay. I always say we should celebrate birthdays forever. Why shouldn't we celebrate these special days, especially Armed Forces Day?
Yeah, and we tend to run into graduations and that kind of thing. So this weekend was kind of out.
Yes.
So, yeah, we're having an open house, and you know, it's no huge affair, but we feel like we have a nice little museum in Walnut, and our museum and our historical society has been in existence since 1978, and it's all volunteer-based, and Artis Smith is our curator, and lots of other folks put in a lot of energy into this and have a real passion about history in the area.
Okay. Now, we should tell people how they find the museum. I know there's not a lot of streets in Walnut to look for it, but let's give them the instructions of how do you find the museum.
Okay. Yeah, if we had a stoplight, we could tell you from there, but we don't have a stoplight. The Walnut Creek Historical Society is right on Main Street. We call it Antique City Drive, and we have a one-block downtown area, and it is just north of that. We have a bank, and it's the first building north of the bank.
Okay, and I understand, and I don't know, some people may remember this, that it was the former Masonic Lodge.
It was indeed. It was built in 1911. It's a grand old building, and it was our Masonic Lodge, and they went dark, I think around the 50s, and so the building has had several uses, and in the 90s, we converted it into our museum.
And I'm not real familiar with the Masonic Lodges, but those that I've kind of seen and so on, usually those were grand buildings. They didn't just put it in any old building. They made those buildings special, too. So that was the start.
Yes, indeed. And they did a nice job in, you know, back in 1911, the standard was, a big brick building. And not every building was brick back then, as you know, so the lodge is still up there on the second floor, and we have exhibits on the second floor. But you can even see the old, the old dimmer switch, which is this enormous crank that Masons used for their ceremonies. So we had a Rainbow Lodge in Walnut. We had a Masonic Lodge and the Eastern Star. So we were very active at the time.
Okay, so there's that kind of history to see. What are some of the other, you feel, special things that people might see at the Walnut Museum?
Well, we have a nice display on Carl Hermann, who was a famous person. He was, his real name was Carstensen, and Carstensen plays very much into our history as well. He invented a harrow, had a patent on it in the 1800s. He actually owned the entire bank building at the time. So his son was a violinist and a very good one. He spent a lot of time touring time. So his son was a violinist and a very good one. He spent a lot of time touring overseas in Europe and England so he's one of our famous citizens. We have a nice display of Carl there. We do have one of the harrows, so there's some inventions in our upstairs area. One of the favorite features is all of the various classes, and we go back to about 1900 that graduated from the Walnut School.
And people love to come and look at those pictures.
Yes, they do. That's one of the favorites. We have a nice railroad history in Walnut, so we have some good pieces there. We're especially proud of our military collection. So lots of uniforms, lots of pictures, and mementos from people. And for this open house, we're still, you know, inviting folks who have some special family mementos regarding the military to bring those. And if they get those to us, you know, within a decent time before Friday, we'll be glad to display them.
So those would be temporary displays, but if somebody wanted to give you something permanently, they could do that also?
They certainly can, and we welcome that as well. Absolutely.
I'm just concerned, Rick, when those military items get passed from generation to generation, pretty soon they don't have a lot of meaning. Somebody's cleaning out their basement, and away it goes. So it's kept for people.
Yeah, exactly. We know that happens, so... You know, donating to a small museum like this is a kind of a good idea for folks who, you know, when their family gets all kind of scattered around the country, is a good landing place for these things.
You bet. Now, tell me a little bit about the Walnut Bureau.
The Walnut Bureau was our newspaper, and it started in 1878. It was first called the Walnut News. And the Walnut Bureau name started in 1883. We have been, we have been fortunate to receive the entire collection from the last owners of the Walnut Bureau. So we have every newspaper that you, well, there are some missing, but we have the entire Walnut Bureau collection from 1878 to 2015, I believe. And we have those preserved in our downstairs area.
So do you go and read those ever?
Yes. ask my wife. She says I'm obsessed with it. But what's nice is the Walnut Genealogy Society, another organization in town, decided to digitize all the papers, like the Atlantic paper is. So one can go on the internet and search for a word and find what you need within that collection.
And they can do that wherever they live, right? As long as they have some kind of technology to do that. And I don't know, but I probably spend nearly as much time as you do. But when you go back and read some of those things, one of the things that fascinates me is the style of writing.
Oh, absolutely. I love the way, you know, the editors, the writers in the old days, you know, would form their words, would form their sentences. And a lot of times, too, the newspaper man was a very shrewd businessman. And so one of the greatest things that I found in our paper was in 1878, the bureau editor, the Walnut News editor, was looking for advertising. And so he went around and made this nice little article about every business in town and how great they are. You know, well, what that helps for us is we know who was in what building when, because he kind of described where he was going as he went around town. And it's been a tremendous help for us understanding what Walnut looked like in 1878.
You bet. Well, one of the things that I recently, not related to that, but that's a really important thing because business has changed. But I was amused when I read an obituary and they said, what time the person died and where exactly they were and what they'd been doing just before they died. I mean, all those details that we don't see now.
Yeah, exactly. And I think a newspaper man considered it, kind of an obligation to do a really nice obituary for people. Mm-hmm. And in a weekly newspaper of, you know, a small town like this, that was page one stuff. Mm-hmm. So
was the Walnut paper ever a daily?
No, it never was a daily that I could tell. And they did a couple of special issues. The Pearl Harbor incident, they did a special issue for that. And I believe for the Titanic, they did a special issue. But other than that, it was every Thursday.
Okay.
I could count on it.
So we're visiting with Rick Bloom over in Walnut. And remind us, Rick, about the open house that's coming up.
All right. So we have our open house. We have our open house Friday. That's next Friday, May 25th. 5 p.m. is the first part of the open house where we will have a display in our museum for folks to just look through, and for a couple of hours they can kind of go through the entire museum. We have three floors, and and look at our collections. And the second part of the evening is a video screening. It's a documentary about walnut history. So that's at 7 p.m., just across the street from the museum in our Ambed Hall, which used to be the movie house in Walnut. So we're looking forward to that.
Okay, great stuff going on the 25th, beginning at 5 o'clock at the Walnut Museum and then across the street. We want to thank you very much, Rick Bloom, for visiting with us today.
All right, thank you.
You bet. Here's the Tibetan secret to long life. Eat half, walk double, laugh triple, and love without measure.